שלום, אנחנו לומדים את הפתיחה להוכמת הקבלה של בעל.
We're studying from the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah by Baal HaSulam. We're in item 143 from the writings of Baal HaSulam. So, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
So, let's keep on reading and scrutinize.
Thus, we have explained that the mochin of the five permanent patsufim in Atzilut are from the first kind of sorting vessels of Abba ve'Ima. In the world of Nikudim, this illumination is called the illumination of Tabul, or the Dat of Cholam. Even Abba ve'Ima have only the first kind of completion. Hence, no illumination of Gal reaches from the Rashim of Atik, Abba ve'Ima, Atik, Arich Anpin, and Abba ve'Ima to their own Gufim, to the Zon, since Zat of Nikudim too received none of that illumination of the Cholam. The Mochin of the 6,000 years through the end of correction, which come through the raising of man of the lower ones, are considered sorting of vessels to complete the second kind of ten sefirot of Abba ve'Ima. In the world of Nikudim, this illumination is called the illumination of Yesod, or the Dot of Shuruk. Since then, Abba ve'Ima raise their own Achap, to which the Galgalta Enaim of Zat are attached as well. Hence, Zat too receive Mochin of Gal in the place of Abba ve'Ima. Thus, these mochin reach the gufim of the five parzufim of Atzilut, and the general zone as well. However, they must be above in the place of Gal and clothe them. In the future, at the end of correction, Zon will receive the completion of the second kind of ten sefirot, and will lower the ending bottom hay from their chazeh, which is the parzuf of Atzilut, to the place of Siyum Raglin Avak. At that time, Tanhi of Zon in Bia will connect to the degree of Zon of Atzilut, and Siyum Raglin of Atzilut will equalize with the Siyum Raglin of Ak. Then the Messiah King will appear. As it is written, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. Thus it has been thoroughly clarified that there is no correction to the worlds during the 6,000 years except through ascent.
Ken.
No questions, so you'll need to read it again.
Happily, 143. Thus we have explained that the mochin of the five permanent patsufim in Atzilut are from the first kind of sorting of vessels of Abba ve'Ima. In the world of Nikudim, this illumination is called illumination of Tabu, or the Dat of Cholam.
Meaning that here we don't have the correction of the vessels in a complete, but only in a partial way. We correct what we need to gradually.
That even Abba ve'Ima have no completion but the first kind of the sorting of the vessels. In the world of Nikudim, this illumination is called illumination of the Dar of Cholam,
called Gal of Atzilut.
Atik, Arichan Pin, and Abba Ve'ima to their own Gufim of Zon, since Zat of Nikudim too received none of the illumination of the Cholam.
Meaning the light that shines, it shines in a very limited fashion. And we're not really talking about the correction of the kelim, of the vessels, but only the preparation for the gradual correction of them.
The mochin of the 6,000 years through the end of correction, which come through the raising of man, of the lower ones, are considered sorting of vessels to complete the second kind of the Tansirot of Abba Ve'ima. In the world of Nikudim, this illumination is called illumination of Yesod, or the dot of Shuruk. Since then, Abba Ve'ima raise their own Achap, to which the Galgal Ta'anayim of Zat are attached as well. Hence, Zat too receive Mochin of Gar in the place of Abba Ve'ima.
But in ascent, as they ascend to Abba Ve'ima.
Thus, these mochin reach the gufim of the five partsufim of Atzilut and the general zon as well. However, they must be above in the place of Gar and clothe them. In the future, at the end of correction, Zon will receive the completion of the second kind of ten sefirot, and will lower the ending bottom hay from their chazeh, which is parsa v'atzilut, to the place of siyum raglin avak. At that time, Tanhi of Zon in Bia will connect to the degree of Zon of Atzilut, and Siyum Raglin of Atzilut will equalize with the Siyum Raglin of Ak. Then the Messiah King will appear. As it is written, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. Thus, it has been thoroughly clarified that there is no correction to the worlds during the 6,000 years except through an ascent.
Ita 4.
Grazie, Rav. Buongiorno.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Why can we fix the vessels only when they uplift to the upper one and not in their own place?
We don't have the power to demand the correction of the vessels instead of them all at once. And such a correction is really not related to us. The only thing we can do is that we can raise man. We can ask for a correction and ascent. And after we cause all of the vessels to ascend, that there they'll get the screens and fulfillments, and surely these aren't the real screens and fulfillments, because it's only in the ascent, during the ascent, being integrated with the upper. This is what we do throughout the 6,000 years. And afterwards, we merit that everything that we've ascended to with our vessels, intentions, requests, prayers, accordingly, we merit or receive the achap of descent. But this is already after all the vessels ascend, and there's an incorporation between them, and that we achieve the correction in ascent, meaning not with the real Malchut, but where the Malchut is integrated with the first nine. That's what we do. This means that then the Tanhi of Zon in Bia will connect to the degree of Zon of Atzilut, and Siyum Raglin of Atzilut will equalize with Siyum Raglin of Ak. Then the Messiah King will appear. King, Melech, comes from the word Malchut. Messiah, Mashiach, means that it pulls all the vessels to Malchut from all the different places where they are dispersed in their ascent, pulls them to the Malchut, ties them together, and gives them a light that corrects them and fulfills them. And so this is what he says, that it's clarified then that during the 6,000 years, there is no correction to the worlds except through ascent.
Can I
ask another question?
Grazie. E quindi il nostro grado superiore di riferimento,
the upper degree that we're relating towards, that's the next degree of connection in the 10?
We relate only to the connection in the 10 always. It's not the next or in the future to come. It's now, it's in the past, it's in the future, it's until the end of correction. Only in connection in the 10. And only the 10 grows more and more until all of humanity is included in the 10.
Vesela. Tov. Odessa.
Спасибо, Рав. Непонятно, что такое частичное исправление.
Thank you, Rav. I don't understand what a partial correction of the vessels means. What's the meaning of that term?
אנחנו יכולים.
We can correct the kelim by taking a part of them and adding them to the upper system. And they act accordingly. They themselves, they don't have the ability to attain the power, the forces. So they connect to a place where you can get forces, and they do, and correct themselves. Meaning they have the ability to make the correct intentions in relation to the correction, but they don't have the strength by themselves to pull the light that can perform the correction. It's like you take a child on your hands, and when he's sitting on your hands, he's doing something, whatever, pulls something to himself. So there's the participation of your forces here with the forces of the lower. And this is how these corrections are made throughout 6,000 years. 6,000 years, these aren't years. These are 6,000 degrees. 2,000 in the world of Asiya, 2,000 in the world of Yetzirah, 2,000 in the world of Bria. That all these degrees ascend to Atzilut, from light to heavy, are included in Atzilut. Atzilut as if lifts them on his hands, because Atzilut comes from the word Etzlo, that it's by him, that in him are all of these vessels of the upper. And then you have the 2,000 that are called, it's called the first 2,000, and then comes the world, that's Bria. Then you have Yetzirah, the Galgal Tenenaim ascends to the world of Atzilut. That's called the second 2,000 from the 6,000 years. And then from the world of Asiya, ascend Kelim to the world of Atzilut, which is called the third 2,000. And that's how all the vessels in ascent are corrected. And that's what he tells us here. And afterwards, already comes a state called Rav Pali Mekabtziel that appears a tremendous special upper light that is awoken by these ascends of the vessels to Atzilut, then comes a light from above down and correct these kelim in their place below the parsa, below Atzilut. And that's called the end of correction.
Можно спросить еще?
Ken.
So if I understood you correctly, if I perform corrections on like where I live and I come to Petach Tikva to the main group, so it's a partial correction?
No, it's unrelated to where you are and it won't help you to come to Petach Tikva. The only thing that will help you is to want to incorporate with the friends that aren't necessarily in Petach Tikva, but all over the world, that you will feel that you are the smallest of them all and that you want to incorporate in them. And when you will ask to incorporate with them, then the Creator over this and will shine over this incorporation of yourself and others, and thus you will correct yourself. That's it.
Я уже лет пять прошу включения.
Sorry, Rav.
So another 10 years. So what? You're still young. It's working. Gradually, but it's working. It depends on how much do you ask, how much do you attend the lessons, how much do you aspire for corrections, how much do you scrutinize. It all depends on the quantity and quality of time.
PT19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. He writes that they have to be above the place of Gar and clothe them for the future in Gemar Tikkun. What does it mean? It's preparing itself to Gemar Tikkun here?
We are all the time preparing ourselves for the end of correction, that we'll be able to fill ourselves with the upper light in order to bestow, and by that we will rise to the degree of the Creator.
PT9. I understand, according to what's written here, that in the 6,000 years, the lower ones just need to scrutinize the vessels. What does it mean to scrutinize on our behalf? Because we always hear that we have to ask for connection and connection. Where's the scrutiny?
A hop of ascent. Hop of ascent. This is what we correct. All the vessels are corrected, but not in their real will to receive, but only in the ascent of the will to receive and its incorporation in the other. And therefore, there's the example where you take the child on your hands and while he's on your hands, he can do different things. And in general, hands means all the corrections, all the works that the little one does, he does it thanks to the upper providing him with everything, with the lights, with the strength, with the everything. That's called the work in 6,000 years. The work in the seventh millennia, this is something that we don't know what that is.
Trying to understand emotionally the word scrutiny. Let's say a child on his parents' hands, he asks for specific things. I want this and this and this. We always hear, or I hear, we're asking for connection. So I'm asking if there's specific things we have to ask for.
We'll approach the correction in practice and then we'll see what can we do. PT 23.
כן רב תודה הוא כותב שנקודת השירוק
Thank you. He writes at the point of שירוק the Abba ואימא raise their achap that also the Galgal Ta'anayim of Zat are adhered to. So I wanted to ask, is it a must that the Galgal Ta'anayim of Zat will be attached to them so they can raise them, or is it the contrary, that Abba ואימא want to raise the achap and they pull them together?
Abba and Ima don't want anything. But the Lord needs to awaken them in order for them to elevate him. That's how it works.
And that's the raising money talks about?
Yeah.
PT7.
Rav, chomer al tikun ha'olamot.
When he speaks about the correction of the worlds, what worlds is he talking about?
Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya.
And man that corrects it.
He's in these worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya.
So it means that the world of Nikudim,
there is no more the world of Nikudim, it broke. No world of Nikudim anymore, it broke. And on its, on what remained from it, the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya are comprised. And these are the worlds that need to be corrected and raised from below the Parsa to above the Parsa and include them in the world of Atzilut. This is the work in the 6,000 years. And afterwards, there will come the seventh millennia, where comes the great coupling, the upper light that fills all the lights that are below the Tabo of Galgalta, and then these lights descend from above the Tabo of Galgalta to below the Tabo of Galgalta, passing through the Kelim of Bria Yetzirah and Asiya that are already above the Parsa. Fill them too. Finish the final correction in Achap of Ascent and descent below the Parsa too. And then comes the general correction. The end of creation. Creation, Bria in Hebrew, comes from the word Bar, meaning outside of the degree. Everything that exists beneath the Tabu of Galgalta turns into light.
אורן, אולי אנחנו כבר, אנחנו לא נתחיל. טוב, מחר.
No, tomorrow then. Okay, French.
בוקר טוב, רב ואברים. Qu'est-ce que les raglin et...
Good morning, Rav and friends. What are the raglin? And what is it in the tent?
Raglin זה רגליים.
Raglin means legs. It's the end. It's the final malchut, the last one. Like it says, and her feet stand on Mount Olives. It's the end of spirituality. They think it's in Jerusalem somewhere, on the mountain in Jerusalem. That there's a gold dome. So they think that that's the place where the upper worlds, the spiritual ones, and this world, the corporeal world is. Obviously, it's a story that there's nothing true about it. But that's what people think. That's why it comes from the structure of the world of Atzilut. That it's when it's in Katnut, in smallness, it stands on the Parsa between Atzilut and Bia, and in Gadlut it raises its Achap from the worlds of Bia to Atzilut, and in Gmar Tikkun after it raises all the achap of aliyah for itself, there'll be achap of descending. And then the world of Atzilut will go from Tabor of Galgalta to the Siyum of Galgalta.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Правильно ли я понимаю, что вот этот
потенциал... Did I correctly understand that the ascent of the Kelim from the worlds of Bia above the Parsa?
First of all, above the Tabu, above the Parsa, the vessels from Olam Briya, then Yetzira, then Asiya, rays. The correction is always from the easier to the heavier. That's why we are in states and times where the corrections are difficult. That's why we have to reach these corrections. We have to be many people and go through many mutual states. That's how we will correct everything.
And the world of Bria, it ascends, and also the vessels of reception before the vessels of bestowal of...
No, each and every world is in such gradual degree, ascends. First Bria, then Yetzira, then Asiya. PT 33.
It's written that it is a rule in relation to the mochin, where the partsufim and what is that rule that he wanted to explain to us in these last items?
That all in all, we're in the constant mochin, which is katnut, smallness, and according to ascending of the vessels from Biata Atzilut, we're rewarded with the achap, the addition of the neshama chaya echida of ascending, that we have Gelgal Tenaim, which is the world of Atzilut. The world of Bria joins it. So then in Atzilut we have the light of Neshama, and then joins the world of Atzilut is the world of Yetzirah. So in Atzilut there's a light of Chaya, and when it joins the vessels or the world of Asiya, so then there's the light of Yechida. And also, these lights are only the lights of ascending. Afterwards, there's a special correction called Rav Pali Mekabtzel, that all those vessels that ascended to the world of Atzilut from Bia, they connect there, and they descend to their place below Parsa. And then there's a general Gmar Tikkun. That's when the lights expand till the general Siyum. That's called, and his feet stood on the mountain of Olives.
What from that already happened, and what didn't happen yet? All these corrections, did they already occur or not yet?
I don't know what happened or didn't happen, but for you to understand more, so usually we say that everything happened except the final stages of the general corrections before Gmar Tikkun. You can't explain this to a person who doesn't feel spiritual states, spiritual times. You can't. But still, you need to say something. Well, so let's go to Woman Internet.
Kavyu 5 and Petach Tikva are asking, what does it mean that the 10 grows more and more until all of humanity becomes included in it? How can all of humanity become included in the 10, or how does it?
All of creation is 10 sfirot, which are whole. That's why towards the end of corrections, everybody goes and connects to individual tensfilot, and in them individual tensfilot, and individual tensfilot, until they all connect into the whole tensfilot. That's it. Next.
What's the difference between the vessels of the first kind and the vessels of the second kind in item
143. It's a difference in Mochin before Gemar Tikkun and after the correction, the complete correction. That's it. It depends on the ascent or the descent. Those are the corrections. A chap of aliyah, a chap of ascending, or a chap of descending.
And the mochin, what's that?
It's the great lights, the light of chokhmah, that fills the vessels, the corrected vessels, that are going through an ascent throughout the 6,000 years, and in the end of the 6,000 years, they descend to their place, and then there's the achap of descending.
Women Hebrew are asking how to bring the correct prayer out of the gap between our current situation, the gap between us and the end of correction. It's an unbearable pain that pushes me out. So how don't you run away? Because day after day I run away specifically from that.
We need to ask. Everything depends on prayer. So we need to ask until our request will receive a response. Next.
Oh, is a yofi.
That's it, thanks.
Great. So let's go to the third part of the lesson. Thank you to the women.
So let's sing.
This is the night when I can't wait myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. Fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone. We are the people, we are born to love. Love's a shining light when we unite in this crazy life. We are born to love. Love's a shining light when we unite in this crazy life. I'll be with you. I'll be with you. Heal this broken path. We'll end the misery.
We'll end the misery.
I'll give you all I have. I'll be your shoulder. Always around, just hold on to my hand.
Just hold on to my hand,
and I won't let you down. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together, and we'll see a breath.